What you doing at the courthouse? 99.5 QIK.
We got Captain Chris, Tampa Bay area courthouses, asking people, hey, what are you doing? Like, what's the story? Why are you sitting out here in front of him? What's the deal with your case? Let's go to him now.
All right, outside the courthouse. Now, what brings you here today?
Judicial review.
A judicial review. Now, what exactly are they reviewing?
Just my status, how I've been maintaining since getting in trouble initially.
Really? So what was this initial trouble you got into?
Cannabis oil.
People still get in trouble for that?
Actually, a disclaimer. For anyone who smokes weed,
I
suggest you stick to regular weed and not the processed cannabis oil, because that's actually a felony charge.
A felony charge. Now, Do you know what makes, what's the difference between just regular?
It's been processed. It's no longer just a dry herb.
So the processing process turns it from a misdemeanor ticket.
Probably just a slap on the wrist. Yeah, a ticket.
Slap on the wrist.
To for a regular a herb. Felony.
Yep.
Well, listen, we... Listen, we're learning a lot about the industry this morning.
He gave us a tip.
Right.
To live by.
Yeah, to live by. It's a little bit of a PSA there in front of the courthouse.
Yeah.
He's had a little info for you guys out there. Listen, we don't want you to break the law.
No. Yeah.
And I just have a feeling that that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. All right. My gut feeling is that guy doesn't know what he's talking about. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Captain Chris with someone else. Ask him, what you doing at the courthouse?
All right, we're back here at the courthouse. Now, what brings you out here today?
I was here for jury duty. I got called for jury duty.
Oh, well, that's never fun. Did you have to take off work?
I did, yes, I did. My day off, and I have to spend it here.
So how long have you been here for today?
About 2.5 hours.
Just sitting around? Did you see anything interesting while you were in there?
No, not at all. I was just sitting in a room waiting to get called, but then I just got released, so... Just sitting in a room for 2 hours.
All right. So do you have any good plans for the holidays?
No, just spending it with my family. You know, my birthday's after the holidays, so I might take a little trip. I haven't planned anything yet, but...
Well, awesome. At least you have that to look forward to. And you weren't here for something too awfully terrible.
Yes, for sure.
All right. Well, you have yourself a beautiful day and happy holidays.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, I've never been called for jury duty, and I'm bummed out about
really?
It.
Really?
Ever. I don't know how... I tell people that, and people go, I know people have been called like 7, 8, 9 times. I've never been called for jury duty.
I actually was on one and was chosen the foreman on one.
And you did it? Like you?
Yeah.
Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Ooh. Yeah. Imagine right now before the holidays, you got to put somebody in the slammer for a while.
Not
Jeez,
good.
That is tough.
Not good.
That is tough. All right, so that's what's going on at the courthouse this morning. A lot of advice about the marijuana business.
Yeah.
And jury duty. I've never been called for jury duty.
You're a lucky man.
You watch. I'm going to go to my mailbox today, man. The universe is like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yep.
All right, we got you.
Yep.
It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
99.5 QIK. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment on something y'all just broadcast from the courthouse thing.
Yep.
The guy that said about the marijuana being a felony after it's processed, completely true. I'm a bail bondsman, and bud is a misdemeanor slap on the wrist, but once it's processed in either the cannabis oil or the dabs, then it becomes a controlled substance.
See, he was right, Mark.
I owe this guy an apology. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I think so.
Wow.
Well, sir, I apologize.
And it is a felony charge if you're caught with it.
Unbelievable. Guy knew what he was talking about at the courthouse.
I know.
You know, when we do this segment, what you doing at the courthouse, right? Captain Chris goes out there and people are hanging out in front of the courthouse. He goes, hey, what are you doing here? What's the details of your case? Give us your perspective. And everybody who's in trouble, like, automatically becomes a lawyer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ask any, like, any lawyer. Like, they just become lawyers or in trouble. But this guy had his whole perspective, and he gave a disclaimer during the segment.
Yes, he did.
I'm sitting here laughing at him. As a matter of fact, he's right on. Here it is.
Disclaimer, for anyone who smokes weed, I suggest you stick to regular weed and not the processed cannabis oil because that's actually a felony charge.
There you go. So that's his.
He was 100% correct.
He was right. How about just don't do it at all?
No, just don't.
Just don't do it. I guess if you have a medical card, you can do it. Other than that, I'm trying to do some quick research. Other than that, you can't do it. But sir, I apologize. You were straight on about that. Good job. QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.